This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live
from the front line. Information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are into the second hour. I'm going to start going to your phone calls right now. The article has gone live on newswars.com and infowars.com. Real collusion graphic illustrates Dems' ties to phony Russian dossier and how they formed their own secret society. Obama deep state behind secret Trump coup attempt. Mueller witch hunt. It's the most amazing graphic of many graphics we've seen. They're excellent. Exposing the insurance policy. And it's all in their own words, their own admissions, how they have Trump and the American people in a pincer attack between Obama when he was still in office, Hillary, the Democratic Party, Republican allies, the corporate media, and so much more. So this powerful graphic is on Infowars.com right now. It's very important to tweet that out. It's very important to basically let people know this is what the Nunes secret FISA four pages out of the original FISA investigation. FISA put out a 99-page memo that says we were told to do illegal things. The court did. And that's the memo that the media goes, oh, that memo is already out, Jones. Nobody look at that. By the way, you can't look at WikiLeaks if you're not CNN. If you do, you're going to jail. Cuomo said that. Well, now they just go, listen, don't look at any of that. Look, those text messages you're hearing, that's fake. There was no meeting with McCabe. Now they go, okay, they're real text messages. We met with McCabe, but all the others got erased. They're caught red-handed, folks, and they're trying different distraction games with people, but it's not working. So I'm asking the questions of listeners, what's going to happen as these cornered rats begin to realize that nothing they've done's worked, nothing they've done has gotten them out of the trouble they're in? So I'm going to go to break and come right back. Go to Brendan, Mark, John, Candace, Josh, Jason, and many, many others on the other side of this short segment. And then I'm going to read the article because it's an excellent article and show some of the documents and tweets that are embedded in it from ZeroHedge.com. That's on Infowars.com. According to First Leak, and again, this really isn't the First Leak. Their Daily Beast is saying they have the First Leak. Everything you've been seeing with text messages that Congress is putting out are leaks. Everything that Jim Jordan's been saying a week before and the next week it comes out is a leak. He's got them testifying in front of him going, I kind of feel like this might have been what happened. And then they won't answer his questions, Ron Rosenstein or McCabe or any of them. Because they know they've got all the classified garbage of what they've done. So if you know how to read between the lines, you know what's in there. It's a bombshell four-page memo that first started making waves last week and a half after it was made available to the full House representatives for view. That's the full memo. With over 60 GOP lawmakers calling for its release, Capitol Hill sources on both sides of the aisle tell the Daily Beast that it's only a matter of time before the general public is allowed to view the document. Oh, thank you, Daily Beast. That's like telling me the sun came up this morning, which is likely to stoke already inflamed tensions between GOP lawmakers and the individuals named in the leak. And then it gets into what's in there. McCabe, Comey, Rosenstein. We already know they're the Clinton cabal. It's Rosenstein told Trump, hey, let's get McCabe. He really likes you. He's the guy that was running the cabal for Comey and Mueller. He's the stay-behind network. They're like, oh, sir, he's against what happened. He's your man. All right, Mr. McCabe, you're the head of the FBI. Just get confirmed by the Congress. You're my nominee. Mr. President, they've really screwed you over. Just turn around for me so I can pull this dagger out and stab you in the back immediately.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product that InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to your phone calls right now. We're talking about the secret FISA memo, that is, secret excerpted parts out of reportedly multiple memos, and the proof that Obama was directing illegal spying against the Trump campaign, president-elect, and right up until the time that the president was sworn in. And we saw incredible hubris by Brennan, by Clapper, by Schumer, and others saying, oh, the intelligence agencies are going to get you, you're never going to make it into office, or you're going to be out very, very soon. And they've been all over TV saying, we're going to remove him in the next few months outside of impeachment. And Wolf Blitzer says to Brennan and to Clapper, well, how? They go, oh, extrajudicial. And then Phil Mudd goes on air 2 days later and says, the government's going to kill this guy, President Trump. And then, of course, you saw Scalise shot in the attempt to take out the Republican Freedom Caucus leadership. So these guys aren't playing around. And I told you back when all that happened last year, this is the stay-behind networks at the FBI, at the CIA, at the NSA, at the Justice Department, and other agencies. They were saying this in the Washington Post, New York Times. Hold on. He'll be gone in a few months. Don't follow orders. It's your duty to be mutinous. Sabotage. I mean, they were in the news. And so they got more shrill saying, we're going to kill you. You're going to be out by November. You're going to be out by December. Because they knew their stay-behind networks were on burner phones by then. They were meeting secretly already for 6, 7, 8 months. Once the president had gotten into office, they were scared. They were being watched now. Oh, yes. And so they had to send McCabe out to go, that piece of crap will be gone in a few weeks. We're going to kill him. And have them all go on TV and say, he's dead. He'll be gone. I told you, that was desperate, desperate disinfo to get their criminals to continue to man the post. And we now have the emails. We now have the text messages. Congress has them. They're going to release them. These five congressmen, every time they say they've got this, they release it a week later. And now they're saying, we've got FBI agents that blew the whistle to us. Of course, you know, that probably happened a year ago or more. We've got all the documents. We've got all the emails. We've got everything that this whole house of cards is coming down, that they're scared, that they're using burner phones, that they're hiding out. You don't think Congress wanted to bring all this out and they didn't have to, right? You think they wanted to really damage the FBI this much? You think they really wanted to bring it to this point? You think Trump wanted that? This isn't good for the stock market. It's not good for the economy. It's good. It'd be good if Hillary goes to prison. Some people need to go to prison, but this is going to be huge now because they pushed it all the way. And so now they're just watching the Democrats continue to perjure themselves. And they brought in McCabe and they brought in Comey and they brought in all these people and they all perjured themselves and they've got them all dead to rights. And the congressman would look right at Rosenstein, who wouldn't answer questions, but he perjured himself, and say, I kind of feel like this is how it happened. And then, of course, it's exactly how it happened. I kind of feel like Rosenstein, this is how it might have happened. And Rosenstein sat there and squirmed around in his chair and wouldn't answer anything but with bizarre sideways activities, talking out of both sides of his mouth because they don't know what to do. So the $64 trillion question is also your answer. Program A was to stop the nomination and then steal the election or stop the president from being seated. Program B was the whole fake Russiagate and try to get some dirt. That didn't work, so now plan C is obstruction. And then that kind of moves on into 25th Amendment. You're a lunatic, but that's gone nowhere. So plan D is kill the president, which they've already been kind of trying to get to happen behind the scenes and trying to kill the congressman to send a message. And I mean, I'll give it to them. There's some really evil people. They've already done a lot. I'm surprised they're walking around right now. If I was the president, I guess I'd do what he's done. He's giving them a long game, letting them hang themselves, but it's dangerous because you know they got people in the White House. You know they got people in the Secret Service. So, folks, if you're praying for the president, this is beyond a thriller, beyond a movie, beyond anything. This is sudden death overtime for this country right now with these people. Because let me tell you, if they're able to kill the president or able to get him out of there, they have said they're going out for everybody. And that's going to cause a civil war right there. I mean, they've had their butts handed to them on every crime they've committed, every dirty trick they've played, every scam they've run, every fraud they've engaged in. Everything they've pulled so far has blown up. So I'll ask you again, what are they going to pull now? Because now they're cornered like a bank robber that the cops run him. So he grabs a kid and says, I got a hostage. I'll blow his head off. I'll blow his head off. And that's Comey. And that's Mueller. And that's all of them. And oh, and then there's this. I forgot this. Guys, get the audio. I didn't see her on the list. It's CNN's got it. It's all over. It's audio. Trump says he will go under oath with Comey. He says, oh, I'll love to meet with him the next 2 to 3 weeks. And I love to go under oath. But, you know, Hillary didn't go under oath when she met with Comey. No. Comey already gave her a letter absolving her, saying you're not under criminal investigation, but we're going to go to the media and say you are in the next 6 months, but it's all fake. And you're going to get to meet with Strzok and everybody, and it's not a real investigation. She wasn't under oath. And tarmac meetings with Bill Clinton, the attorney general, on and on and on. So Trump says, oh, I'll meet with him and I'll go under oath. And I've said this 100 times. Mr. President, the only way this is going to work, and you're all literally, he's always a couple steps ahead of me, so I'm guessing this is what he's going to do. Have live cameras in there. Bring that crook Mueller in, that arrogant SOB, and set down that monster in front of you and say, all right, you got 5 minutes, buddy boy. And then I'm going to do the talking. And then lay into him with his whole history and Uranium One and the criminal activity and McCabe and everything. And it will be the giant nail in their fraud you've ever seen in your life. It will be beyond devastating. And I said that a week ago, and a little bird told me that Trump is intending to just say, come on in. It's under oath. And he's going to sit right there with Mueller in the ultimate stare down. I should have led the show with this. There's just so much news. The ultimate showdown. And then he's going to chew him out. And say, in case you don't know, former director, this person, this email, this document, what do you say about that? What do you say about Hillary meeting secret? What do you say about all that? What do you say about not being under oath? What do you say about you guys saying you weren't surveilling us, but you were? Because when Mueller sits down in front of the president in the next 3 weeks, it's after they've timed all this out with the Freedom Caucus. I'll be surprised if Mueller even goes. Because you talk about walking into the dragon's den, the lion's den. I mean, you are walking in there, buddy. Here's the president.
I'm looking forward to it, actually.
You want to?
You have a date?
Here's the start. Just so you understand. There's been no collusion whatsoever. There's no obstruction whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to it. I do worry when I look at all of the things that you people don't report about with what's happening. If you take a look at, you know, the 5 months worth of missing texts, that's a lot of missing texts. And as I said yesterday, that's prime time. So you do sort of look at that and say, what's going on? Mm-hmm. You do look at certain texts where they talk about insurance policies or insurance, where they say the kinds of things they're saying. You've got to be concerned. But I would love to do that. I'd like to do it as soon as possible.
Well,
good luck, everybody. So here's the story.
Do you have a date set?
I don't know. No, I think, yes, you're talking about 2 or 3 weeks, but I would love to do it. You know, again, it's, I have to say, subject to my lawyers and all of that, but I would love
to do it.
Would
you do it on your own, Mr. President?
We'll be right back, and I'm going to your call. But then he finishes up. He says, oh, yeah, I'll go under oath. But Hillary didn't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
All right, let's finish up with the president since I was starting to get into the audio of him in the Oval Office yesterday telling reporters, I'll meet with Mueller. And I'll go under oath, unlike Hillary Clinton did. But it was worse than that. They told her, you're not under investigation, but we're going to say you are. We're going to stage it. You won't be under oath. That came out. They gave her a memo saying, you're not under investigation. We're not coming after you. You're not under oath before she do it. Oh, but Mueller wants him under oath. So imagine if Trump brings him in live video cameras and says, okay, you ask your questions and I'm going to ask mine and then use it to destroy him, to turn the tables. Within 3 weeks when this meeting supposedly is going to come up, subject to lawyers, that gives the president an out, it's all going to be out there, the memos, everything. They'll be lucky if they're not indicted by then. Let's go ahead and play this clip, then I'm going to your calls.
Mr. President?
You mean like Hillary did it under? Who said that?
I said that.
Oh.
Did you do it under oath?
You said it. You did say it. You say a lot. Did Hillary do it under oath?
I have no idea, but I'm not asking.
I think you have an idea.
Do you have an idea?
Wait. Do you not have an idea? You really not have an idea? I'll give you an idea. She didn't do it under oath. But I would do it under oath. Listen,
you would.
I would do it. And you know she didn't do it under oath, right?
She would do it under oath.
If you didn't know about Hillary, then you're not much of a reporter.
If you were going to do it under oath,
to reach a higher standard, you would do it under oath.
Oh, I would do it under oath, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you trust the FBI?
Well, we're going to see. I mean, I am very disturbed, as is the general, as is everybody else that is intelligent. When you look at 5 months, this is the late, great Rosemary Woods, right? With a step, right? This is a large-scale version.
18 minutes.
That was 18 minutes. This is 5 months. They say it's 50,000 texts, and it's prime time. That's disturbing.
Say
hello to your friends.
Should McCabe go?
Well, McCabe got more than $500,000 from essentially Hillary Clinton, and is he investigating Hillary Clinton?
So should he go?
Do you remember, did anybody hear many of my speeches where I talked about McCabe? He was the star of my speech. This isn't now. And I said a man who was more or less in charge of her, the wife got $500,000 from Terry. Now, Terry is Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean...
Do you regret having him as your acting FBI director then?
You know what? I keep out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd find that hard to believe. I keep out of it. That's the way it fell. He's been there. It's one of those things. But he was the star of many of my speeches. Because he got from $500,000 to $700,000, whatever the number was. Got that money for the wife. And you know, in Virginia, it's very interesting. Wait, in Virginia, you don't have to spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I never checked as to whether or not they spent the money on the campaign. How much of the money did he spend on the campaign? You know,
she.
How much was it? Wait, how much of the money was spent?
Did you ask who he voted for?
You know, I know. How much is?
Did you ask him that?
I don't think so. No.
You don't think you did?
No, I don't think I did.
You don't?
You did not.
I don't know what's the big deal with that. Because I would ask you who did you vote for? I don't think it's a big deal. But I don't remember that. I saw that this morning. I don't remember asking him that question.
Is it possible you did?
I don't remember asking him the question.
You don't remember?
I think it's also a very unimportant question.
Okay.
But I don't remember asking him.
Now, that's bombshell audio. And imagine what else CNN decided to not give you. Okay, that's what they allowed you to hear. By the time it was on CNN last night, I was watching Wolf Blitzer just to tune in for like 10 minutes, and I go, that sounds edited. That's why I went and searched out the audio last night, because he was like going, I'll go under oath. It's prime time. No, that doesn't make sense. They were literally editing stuff he says 1 minute in with another minute to make him sound crazy. Now, CNN's website at least had a limited edit, 3 minute audio chunk we just played. But see, at every level, they're manipulating, they're lying. And then look at this headline. They made it, oh, Trump will go under oath. You know, like he's a criminal. When in the real news there is that the president's pointing out that McCabe got $500,000 from Hillary, which is on record. And then, of course, you've got the head of the operation at the Justice Department transferring millions of dollars to his wife at Fusion GPS. I mean, this is crazy. Okay, enough of that. I'm going to your calls now. I just forgotten about that bombshell. And it was very, very important to actually hear from the president before he got on an airplane and flew to Switzerland, where he's fighting for U.S. interest right now. Jason, Black Thumper, Kevin, Dan, Candace, Mitch, John, Mark, Brendan. We need to go to all your calls here. I'll probably get to one or two in this little segment. But let's go ahead and go to Black Thumper calling from Washington. Go ahead, Black Thumper.
Hey, it's Black Trumper, Alex. Great to be on with you. I just wanted to say that as damning as this memo that's about to come out may be, I really don't have much faith in Jeff Sessions to actually do something about it. He's been asleep at the wheel the entire Trump administration and hasn't done anything to go after Hillary or any of the major crimes that were committed.
By the way, Black Thumper is kind of a new Disney movie, like a cute little black rabbit. That'd be cute. I apologize that the monitor's so far away and the bright light looked like Thumper. It is Trumper. Look, everybody's pointed that out thousands of times about Sessions, and he's got to be compromised. Everybody agrees. Why in the world would he go along with McCabe to be the new FBI director, Rosenstein, this whole rogue group? It's clear that he's been intimidated. But who is doing a good job is the Inspector General of the Justice Department, and that's where the only sunshine's been coming from. What do you think's going on?
Yeah.
All right, your phone's breaking up. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to Jason in Florida. Jason, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Love you, show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, I wonder if you saw the latest post by QAnon. I guess it was two, three days ago. He said something to the effect that the missing text may have something to do with an assassination plot. And I got one more point, too, about I've been in there 4chan probably past 2-3 months, and, boy, there's a lot of criticism of you on there, and most of it centers around the Israel haters, of course, and I just thought maybe if you could spend a little more time debunking the Israel runs the world BS, you might be able to rope some of these guys in that are on there. They're pretty fanatical, and I don't know if some of them are even that serious about it. They might just be disinformation.
Yeah, look, exactly. Most of that's bots and sock puppets and Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL people. I mean, they admit half the folks at one of those Klan rallies or whatever, or ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center or Antifa sheep dip groups. I just ignore all that made-up stuff. There are corrupt groups in every society, in every group. I'm promoting free market capitalism and Western civilization, and that's why the globalists hate me and use a pincer attack of left-wing and right-wing attacks. But as for your point about QAnon, our story was on drudgereport.com yesterday, actually dealing with the reports that is some of what is in the secret text that Congress has that we've not seen. Some of these thousands and thousands of texts that is that plan report. Missing FBI text messages include threats of violence against Trump. This is dangerous territory. Thank you, Jason. Great points. I'm going bam, bam, bam through your calls on the other side. Then, live from Switzerland, Dan Lyman and much more. We'll be back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. were the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea, your best defense.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching on television, you can see our HD footage shot today on the plateau right beneath the mountain there in Davos, the town of Davos, Switzerland, with our own Dan Lyman shooting a Marine One coming in for a landing, the president getting out. Military on the roofs with sniper rifles. Dan Lyman's coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with your calls right in to the next hour as well. And I'm going back to your calls as we speak right now. You can see a very clear, beautiful, sunny day there in Davos. A little bit better than it was with all the global warming, the record snow that I guess just stopped falling yesterday. But it's gotten nice and sunny for the presidents to arrive. And again, am I gloating? Am I very thankful for Trump? Yeah, we don't have Hillary Clinton. The globalists are pulling their hair out. We're exposing deep state criminal cabals that protected the Clinton crime network. Yeah, they want to make everybody secretly support the president. You know, those of us that do. They want to make us secretly do it so they can run around terrorizing everybody and intimidating everybody. So the more they attack, the more they bully, the more I support the president. All right, let's go right back to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Brendan in New Jersey. Brendan, thank you so much for calling today.
Hey, Alex, how's it going today?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk about the memo. The other day when you, I think it was Monday or something, when you had that, when you leaked the, that full 199-page memo, I probably took about a good 20, 30 minutes out of my day to go ahead and read that. I only read about halfway through it. And now I also heard you report on certain news networks are saying, or certain congressmen are saying that, you know, the public isn't educated enough to understand what's in the memo. I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have any type of degree at all. Reading through that memo, man, are you right dead on? It definitely doesn't uncover who did what, but definitely uncover some shadiness where the FISA courts are saying, hey, you know, there's certain things you can't be doing, and people are just turning away, blind eye, and by God, I really hope something comes out of this because, you know, Trump's doing a wonderful job in office. You know, you can take shots at him where you want, but what he's doing for the economy, what he's doing for the country itself is incredible, incredible, man. I just love every second of it. The surgeons come back in the economy. You can just feel it walking around. You know, you go to a shopping center. It feels like we're coming back to life.
Absolutely. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. This is just out. DOJ says the release of the memo would be reckless and dangerous. They're already saying don't release it this morning. This is new. And they're now saying Representative King says memo will be voted on Monday. What did I say first hour from my sources? They said it looked like there'd be a vote on Monday. That's what I got from my congressional source. And I've tried to get Roger Stone on today. He wasn't scheduled today, but he's got a meeting. I'm trying to get him to cancel to come on and get into the news he has on this front. But to be specific, we came on and said he's got a compendium of info from secret FISA memo and other things to expose Obama's involvement, McCabe's involvement, the whole illegal thing. And that's now come out in the news. Then Benny goes, I just got a call. They're saying the secret parts are the excise parts of this memo, but this is the general memo. And he said, look at page 15, look at page 19, like the caller said. By the time he, you know, got 20 pages in, it's this FISA court saying, hey, this is illegal what you're doing. And you're doing, this is illegal with the warrant doesn't say you can do this. And the way you got the warrant's bad. That's the point. It was illegally done. So we know what's in the memo. It just further damns them with all the text messages and all the cover-ups and the secret society and the insurance policy and everything. So what do? They go, Nunes doesn't have anything. That was Monday. Then on Tuesday, Adam Schiff goes, okay, but it's too complex for you to understand it. And now on Wednesday, they say don't release it. On Thursday, it's damaging, it's deadly, it's horrible. No, don't release it, whatever you do. No. And that's what I was told from my sources, and I'm talking Fox News sources, I'm talking congressional sources. They've been told Monday probably. That's what I said at the start of the show today. So there you go, and there's an article just came out. Who is that out from? That's out of the IWB, okay. So we'll look at those statements and that video report and check into that. But that's the same information that we're getting. And it's open and shut, folks, because they testified before Congress the opposite of what is in the memo and what is in the excise memo. And the declassified portion, that's 90% of it or more, it's about 90% of the non-blacked out area, says it was basically illegal. So the FISA court was saying what Obama did for Hillary was illegal. That's pretty bombshell. I mean, that's in this memo. They go, oh, that's not it, Alex, or that's not the secret part. Everybody don't look at that. He's fake news. And half the right-wing or libertarian media jumped on board because it's fun. You know, oh, Alex must be our competition. Let's tear him down. Let's say he's full of crap. And William Binney, he just ran the NSA. He's like the top whistleblower ever. Screw him. He just got SWAT teamed over it all. He doesn't know anything. Okay, whatever floats your boat. All I know is that's what Binney got told, and he meets with Pompeo at the CIA. I'm going to stop right there. We're told that that's where the pieces come from in this memo. He says that is the secret FISA memo. Well, that's the big report that's got the whole file of what Obama did to Trump in it. So the excised black parts are the part that's in it. But again, they do this Jedi mind trick. Oh, that's been out for a while. Just shut up, Jones. Okay, fine. Watch and see what comes out in the memo. And then Nunes is going to have a glossary, reportedly. Like I said a few days ago, we were told by congressional sources, they got it ready. This is what they put out to Congress to show folks what's going on. And now they've given the Democrats time to produce a new memo that they're going to counter this one with. But this is going to be documents and snapshots. And then this person did this and that person did that. And they control this person with their own admissions and then them perjuring themselves before Congress. But I mean, I tell you, I've noticed the bigger the news, the more it isn't a big deal. If I put some rumor out, it'd be the top story. But if I've got bona fide document that admits they illegally surveilled Trump during the campaign and when he was president-elect, no one even talks about it or cares. When it's the memo. Who's up next here? I love taking these calls. Let's talk to Josh in Colorado Springs, where the Defense Department shadow government's located. Go ahead, Josh.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. This memo stuff sounds like something out of a Marvel Comics Hydra, you know?
It does.
But anyways, these people seem to be backed into a corner. They're running out of room. People are paying attention. I think they're going to use some sort of secret technology. I think they're going to try and do a magician. They're going to distract everybody with one hand.
Well, it was the Secretary of Defense, Cohen, that said in 1997 in April to Army Times and at a press conference that governments have tectonic weapons. I mean, what do you think? They might set off an earthquake or something?
I'm thinking possibly more lines of maybe like a Tesla directed energy or maybe a bioweapon, something where they could use their eugenics control population. I mean, these people are dead.
They use the anthrax scare to cover up the criminal involvement in 9/11. You're absolutely right. In fact, you're right. A biological false flag would be a great way to keep the deep state in place.
Yeah, and think about what Kim Jong-un just used to kill his stepbrother. That chemical X, that stuff was designed by us. So who knows what they could use. We've made most of the stuff.
Josh, do you have more to add?
No, that's all. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. That's amazing. We'll go take you to Switzerland straight ahead.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average
life. Alex Jones back live, coming to you from the ATX, Austin, Texas. On screen, you see a Fox News camera inside the World Economic Forum, as President Trump meets with world business leaders. And we've got the HD footage, if you're a TV viewer, that Dan Lyman shot earlier today as President Trump with three Marine One helicopters, Blackhawks, arrived there in Davos to put in another 18-hour workday. He works about 15 hours a day when he's regularly back in the U.S., 18 hours a day, according to sources. And just as I have been telling you, the four-page memo is only redacted parts of the FISA memo, and I'm told there could be several as well, but that part of the memo we have is the part that's in there. And we've talked to congressmen, and Matt, one of the producers, said, oh, yeah, Congressman Gates of Florida was on CNN today with Cuomo and said, listen, it's not just the four-page stuff out of the FISA memo. That's what's damning, because it shows Clinton running it with Obama. It's all the supporting documentation we're going to put out. And that's what I've been saying since last week, is that it's not just a four-page memo. They're just talking about super damning stuff in the four-page memo. Okay? That is out of the larger, previously classified report that the FISA court put out saying we found wrongdoing. Here's what happened. The court reported on what happened. Because it was criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what Nunes is getting at. and then the perjury about what the FBI and Justice Department testified about what they did at FISA. That's why it's critical. But there's all this other accompanying, as I said, breakdown of other accompanying document, just like you have a bibliography at the back of a book. Now, I was saying that last segment because that's what our congressional sources said and some at Fox News. And look, Roger Stone, you know, you see him on Fox News, other people, you know, he talks to those folks that are his friends. They're getting the same stuff we're getting. That's how he knew about, you know, so many of these firings or so many of these hirings, or that's how he knew about how they were planning to get rid of certain people, was from Fox News. And then they try to spin the fact that, oh, you know, he got it from the Russians. No, you get news from the U.S. news sources. You don't get it from the Russians. But they do this over and over and over again. So I got a lot of other news other than the memo. I want to get into Davos, what Trump's doing there, what's unfolding. I'm going to get back to your calls, Mark and John and Mitch and Candace and Kevin and Dan. Candace will be up next. But for this segment, the next 10, 15 minutes or so, Dan Lyman, Infowars.com reporter, is on the ground in Davos. We haven't talked to him for 24 hours, so a lot has transcribed. You can follow his amazing tweets and information, not just retweeted at Real Alex Jones, but also on his Twitter account that we'll put up on screen for TV viewers. And again, if you're a radio listener, you want to see all the video, the things we're talking about, Infowars.com/show, and it's totally free. But please support our local affiliates, and I almost forgot. We're paying to, you know, have folks cover things in Switzerland, you name it. We're building a real hardcore news organization here that gives the whistleblowers a place to get their information out. So please, InfoWarsStore.com. We have our new Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, way stronger and purer than any other stuff on the market that we know of. We've gone out to put out the very best. It's 50% off out of the gates. $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purification System, 4-stage filter, ion filter, you name it. Leading competitors are $400 to $500. This is $200 is a great deal. $149, it's unbelievably good. It's got 4.9 stars by Power Reviews, 97% reviews. Nobody gets that. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, you cannot find a media organization, and believe me, I know I'm obnoxious, but the guests, everything we do, that's more effective than InfoWars. So thank you for your support. You make the InfoWar possible, and I mean it. I salute you and thank you, but take advantage of our new pollen block that people are just loving, that's all natural. Take advantage of the Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Take advantage of the specials at InfoWarsStore.com and make this information war continue to be possible. Thank you. All right, Dan Lyman. Wow, a lot's happened. We'll be rolling this HD footage in the background while you give us a briefing. Where do you want to start on day one of Davos as President Trump arrives?
Good evening, Alex. Good to be back with you. It was definitely an interesting day with Trump's arrival. The helipad was a lot more crowded than it has been on the other days, which is kind of a slap in the face to the other leaders that have been showing up in the past days that people, I guess, weren't as interested in. It was very crowded out there, but it was great to see him come in. It was magnificent to behold.
Man, the footage you've shot, you must be a professional photographer on top of all your other skills. What's the mood? What are you hearing from locals?
The thing about Trump and the thing about what I'm hearing from people around here is that I would say that even the people who don't like him are still fascinated by the prospect that he's in town. There's a kind of an aura that he brings with him. When I was trying to seek the best vantage point for the helipad, I happened to bump into an Australian woman who does live in the area. And she was walking with me, and she happened to know the lay of the land, so I was kind of sticking with her, and she was very nice. And then eventually she asked me what I think about Trump. And I said, well, I'm an American, but I live here in Switzerland. And she said, oh, well, then that tells me everything I need to know. And I said, actually, it doesn't. And she was very surprised. She just assumed I was one of these expats trying to get away from Trump's America. But in reality, you know, I'm one of his biggest supporters. But and then we kind of went back and forth a little bit. And she said she called him extremely destructive. And I kind of left it off there because I didn't want to get into it with her. She was very nice. But I just don't understand how people can still call Trump destructive. It blows my mind.
Plus, if you actually look at the real numbers, it's globalism that's destructive. It's globalism that's authoritarian. It's globalism that drives down wages. It's globalism that impoverishes the third world. It's globalism that's tax exempt. And so it's just always such an ignorant, ninnying statement from pseudo-intellectuals that might pick up a Rothschild-published Economist magazine once or twice a year, and they just restate these talking points over and over again because Trump doesn't want to give a bunch of multinational corporations complete carte blanche to overrun nation states and the voters.
Absolutely. And to follow up with that, she did praise Australia and Switzerland for the kind of they're a little bit set aside from the kind of the globalism in general, especially Switzerland being in the midst of the EU. But she said that's the strength of these countries, that they're a little bit separated from the globalist enclave. And I was just thinking in my head, well, that's exactly what Trump wants for the United States. It's not that he doesn't want to do business with these countries and do bilateral agreements. It's just that he doesn't want us interwoven into this globalist economic web that is clearly taking so many first world countries down to a second world status.
You know, that's the funny thing. Most Democrats I know that do have a business will not pay taxes. And the conservatives all know pay them religiously, even though they don't like them. And it's the same thing. Leftists will be trying to hide out in the middle of nowhere. And then they never liked the policies of globalism, but then here comes Trump destroying it, and then they hate him, and they're only doing it to virtue signal, you see. Even though his ideas actually probably line up with theirs more than a Barack Obama, they just feel good that they're bandwagoning with the media. Don't they get mainstream media is a joke?
Groupthink is very powerful. Collectivism is a powerful drug. So I think that still has a hold on a lot of people's minds. But as we spoke about last night, there is definitely an awakening, and it's happening even at the highest levels, even within Davos. You have the defectors here and there. And this video that you're airing right now, I watched that earlier today. The awe that Trump puts everyone in. He silenced the room. Someone called it that he had turned Davos into Versailles. And it was an incredible reception that he received there. And I think they all know they're in the presence of a lion, a true alpha male.
That's because he's going against the grain. They're a bunch of followers following something set up by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers at the end of World War II. And they tried to launch the same thing at the end of World War I, and it failed. I mean, they're all just following along, putting their money and power into this thing to build this big unelected world government that no one's ever going to accept, Dan.
I think it's just easier for them. They'd rather have someone else do these things for them and then either be employed by them or just be in the hierarchy somehow above all the plebs and the peasants. Even on the ride in, we're staring at feet of snow, and I overhear people talking about global warming on the way in, and they're attributing it to that. I find that shocking, but as I said, collectivism is a hell of a drug.
Well, it is. I've got articles on Infowars.com where a guy tweeted out there are only two genders and he got fired from his job. And people are calling for more. I mean, there are only men and women. Doesn't matter if you describe yourself as a golden dragon or a beautiful ornate building, or if I describe myself as Colonel Sanders. It's just not true. But it's all about them making us accept what they want us to accept. It's not about being nice to somebody. It's about being in a cult. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hey, guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
I want to plow into all of this.